From the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tommy Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. There have been 7 persons who have been confirmed with the COVID-19 virus on the Mescalero Apache Reservation. And one of those persons is the 17-year-old daughter of Mescalero Apache President Gabe Aguilar.
We went as a family and tested, and myself and my wife were negative, and my daughter tested positive. So we also worked with Department of Health to contact tracing and gave names of individuals she would talk to, but she really didn't go anywhere. We're still trying to figure it out. So this virus doesn't discriminate. It can be airborne. You know, somebody might have coughed. Sad that, you know, my daughter had to test positive and go through this.
Gabe, I guess all 3 of you under quarantine then?
Yes, we're all quarantined for our safety and for protection of our daughter. I'm working from home. Right now, everybody's at home because we have to be safe for our community.
Aguilar's daughter is a junior at Mescalero High. The reservation remains under lockdown until June the 7th. And as of June the 1st, the state will begin to enter the next phase of reopening New Mexico. Restaurants will be allowed to reopen indoor dining service at 50% of their capacity. So will hair salons, barbershops, tattoo parlors, massage service, nail salons, and gyms may also reopen at 50% of their capacity. Pools at those gyms may be used for lap swimming only and lessons with 2 students at a time. The New Mexico Activities Association, which governs high school sports in the state, will be allowing summer workouts beginning June 15th. Lovington Athletic Director Robert Oriola tells us more.
There are going to be some guidelines as far as, you know, that we're going to have to follow, and we have to do a good job of making sure everybody's following those guidelines to keep everybody safe. But we got to think about our kids.
54-year-old Joseph Oliver Franklin of Hobbs was arrested and charged with kidnapping on Wednesday. According to reports, he allegedly shoved a woman against her will into a vehicle and then drove away. The incident happened at a motel in the 500 block of North Marlin Boulevard. Police later located the woman walking out of an apartment complex in the 2000 block of East Clinton. 41-year-old Philip Noel Cobb of Austin, Texas, was arrested and charged for shooting into a home on May the 22nd. Lee County Sheriff's deputies responded to a shots fired call in the 500 block of North Grimes. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez says
he was attempting to retrieve his belongings from a travel trailer on the property and was not allowed into the RV, and his girlfriend would not open the door, so he fired a couple of shots to get her attention.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.